Presley. It's time for another episode of the Cultural Hall, and this is pretty exciting. I saw this in the newspaper the other day, and then the folks over at Cedar Fort Publishing contacted me, and I said, yeah, you bet, let's do it. I'm joined by Mackenzie Wagner, who is the author of a book called Benetripia. Am I saying that right?
Uh-huh.
And here's what's cool about Mackenzie. Besides the fact that she's written a book, which is a great accomplishment for anyone, because I don't have a book written, Mackenzie. But Mackenzie is 11, and now I'm told just turned 12. Is that right?
Definitely, yep.
And you're from Utah, but you also have lived other places, too. Am I right in that?
Yes, I lived in Las Vegas for 3 years.
How was that?
It was pretty good.
Yeah? Did you just get done living in Vegas, or when was that?
I moved back away about in first grade.
So you don't really remember it too much.
Yeah, though. Not too much.
Yeah, you don't want to go back there. It's no good.
Yeah, Draper's a lot of fun.
Oh, so. You live in Draper?
Uh-huh, I live in Draper.
So for people outside of Utah, Draper is the south part of the Salt Lake Valley. I'm neighbors in Bluffdale, just across the freeway from you guys. 11 years old, and you've written a book. It's called Benetripia. I want to ask first there, what is that? What does that mean? What does that come from?
Well, Benetripia is the name of an island in my book. Mm-hmm. So it's a tropical island, and the name, I wanted the island to be tropical, so Benetripia, tropical. I changed it to
Yeah, you got
to
get some in there. But yeah. How did it actually come to you? When did you go, I'll name it Benetripia? Is there a story behind it?
Well, I was staring at a painting with tropical underwaters, and this is how the story originated. And so, since Benetripia is tropical, I kind of branched off of that. So.
That's cool. That's really cool.
Thank you.
Here's another thing. You're 11, and you've written, or 12. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
And you've written a book.
Yes.
That's a big deal. Do you feel pretty cool about it?
Yeah, it's been really great. It's a really great experience to have. So,
what's been hard about it though? What was hard about putting the whole thing together? Nothing
is
hard about it.
No, I mean, sometimes the writing takes a long time, but I eventually get there. So,
what's your process for doing it?
Well, I type about 1,000 words a day. So. Jeez.
Even still, so you've got is there a Benetripia 2 coming down?
Yes, it was going to be a trilogy, but I'm pretty sure it's now going to be 5 books.
Oh, wow. So is there like a place in your house? I mean, 1,000 words, that's a pretty big deal for any writer. Is there like a place or a method that you go through where it's like, okay, it's writing time, so it's the glass of purple Kool-Aid and the closet where no one is allowed to bother me? What's that like for you?
Well, I do have some figurines, the mythological figurines in my room that kind of help me stimulate my imagination. Mm-hmm. So that kind of helps too. So I usually type in my room. It's kind of like my little secluded area.
And people know not to bother you when you're writing?
Yeah, most of the time.
You seem really mature for 12 years old.
Thank you.
Is this something that your parents wanted you to do, or something you went to your parents and said, you know what, I want to write a book, and let's get this book rolling because I'm ready?
It was actually my idea, and there haven't been any writers in my family. One day, I was just inspired by reading, and then my first grade teacher, Miss Coons, kind of taught me the basics, so I was inspired by that, and I just started writing a book. My parents found out later, and they said, hey, this is pretty good. We should publish this.
And is that what Benetripia is?
Benetripia is actually my second book.
Okay.
The Magic Meadow and the Golden Locket, which isn't part of the series, is my first, and so that was the first one I wrote.
How do you feel like you've grown from your first book to your second? What did you learn?
The Magic Meadow and the Golden Locket is a little cutesy book, whilst Benetripia is really action adventure, so I think my writing style has grown a lot, because I read a different genre of books, and so as I grow.
What's your favorite? Who do you look to and go, man, I love the books written by?
Brandon Mull, the Fable Haven series, J.K. Rowling, Harry Potter, Rick Riordan, Percy Jackson, The Olympians. Those are some of my favorites. So,
is there stuff you don't like? Is there a certain genre that you're like, ugh?
Well, I like fiction more than nonfiction because my mind goes racing, and sometimes it helps me get ideas. That just popped in my head. So,
do you ever get into things like Shakespeare or any of that kind of stuff, or is that later in life? Because you'll have to do it in high school.
Yeah, that's probably later in life. But it is really interesting. So I'll probably get into it later. So.
How about your friends? Are they like, man, that's cool? Or are they like, nerd? book nerd?
It's more of, wow, that's cool. You know, so it's been pretty good.
How long has the book been out for?
The book, it came out on September 15th. That was it. That's its official release date. So it's been out for a little bit. A
couple months?
Mm-hmm.
And have you had like signing parties and stuff like that?
I had a launch party at Boondocks on the 22nd of September. That was really fun.
And what kind of stuff? Do people come there thinking that it's an adult book and then go, whoa, Mackenzie is 11? Or does everyone pretty much know?
I did a few assemblies before then. So the kids knew that I was a kid and, you know, that my book was written for them. So most people can figure out by the cover that it's a book for kids.
Is there anything that you don't write about? Like, is there anything that you're like, oh, I don't want to, like Stephanie Meyer, for example, with Twilight, you know, also a Mormon author. You know, some people say that she went too far with what she wrote about. Are there things that you're like, oh, I don't want to venture even anywhere near that. I always want to keep it kind of light and fantasy. Or do you feel like as you evolve, you want to be able to take on some of those more serious or adult themes?
Well, it depends. As I grow, I'm probably going to adapt to more of what I read. And so, you know, I probably, my highest point that I'll reach is probably teenage books. I don't think I'm going to go into the adult genre. But yeah, it's probably as I grow.
Cool.
So yeah.
Do you have, I know for a lot of creative people, they have like, you can call it like a sketchbook or an idea book where you're like, oh man, I'm working on this Benatripia series and here came this great idea and I can't work it into what I'm doing, that you have just like a book of ideas or like things like, oh, maybe one day this will be my next project. You have those kind of things?
Well, I mostly, if something happens like that, sometimes I put like the beginning of it in my computer and then I'll go on to it later when I finished a project that I'm working on. So yeah, I mostly rely on my computer where I can just type, you know.
Cool. Are you a Mac person or a PC person?
PC.
Really?
Yep.
you just got a bunch of people yelling at their headphones right now with
oh.
that.
Oh. All right.
What do you do as 12 years old? Now you're in the Young Women's, right?
Yep.
How's that?
It's been really fun. I just had one Sunday with it because I just barely turned 12. Yeah.
Is it nerve-wracking?
It's actually really fun. The girls are really nice and everything, so.
You don't miss primary, I bet, huh? Having to sing?
I like singing, but it's time to move on, yeah. So.
And it's beehives, right?
Yeah.
And they take care of you, or the girls, they're not catty, are they?
No, the girls are great. They're really
That's good. So. That's good. Do you ever think like, you know, you have the Work and the Glory and those kind of church fiction series? Do you think that would ever be something that you would do? Or are there morals within the books that you write where you go, okay, I don't want this to be a straight, you know, maybe church lesson, but you try and work in some things that your faith teaches you?
Yeah, maybe I will do that. Like I said, it's just how I grow, and I do like the Work and the Glories and those church-related books. So maybe I will. I'm only 12, so I got my whole life ahead of me.
No,
so.
you need to have it all planned out now. that, you know, even talking to you, and I'm sure as people are listening, they're like, there's no way that she's 11 years old. Well, first I've got this planned out, and then I've got this. I just think you're an amazing person.
Thank you so much.
So as you look forward to the future and with all this, do you think that it's at a point like if this Benatripia series really hit, do you think you would say, all right, school, I'm going to do this kind of a separate, like kind of remove yourself from public school or whatever and really be able to focus on it? Or how do you work out and balance that stuff?
I think I'm doing pretty good for now. I devote my time to typing after school, and sometimes when I can't sleep, I do it in the middle of the night.
Really?
So
does mom and dad know about that?
Yep, definitely.
Mom just rolls her eyes. Yeah, we know.
Yep. So,
what's your favorite part about doing all this?
I really love inspiring kids to write to write because it's just really great. Seeing other kids writing and. So, and I also really love writing myself, so.
Have there been friends of yours that have been like, wow, man, if Mackenzie can do it, I can do it, or how do you do that? Do you have other kids reach out to you about it?
Some do. I mean, you know, I've had, yeah, some do.
Are there many other writers your age, or is it, or typically when do people get into being writing? I guess I don't really know.
I haven't, I think they're probably some out there, but I haven't heard of them or seen them yet. So, mm-hmm.
Do you have a copy of your first book ever published and like hung up, or you keep it in a precious place where it's like, this is the first copy and you sign?
Well, I have one on my bookshelf. I have a huge bookshelf filled with books, so I have one on my bookshelf. But
what's your favorite book of all time?
That's definitely a hard question. Mm-hmm. I love Fablehaven and Percy Jackson. Ivy After.
No, you can't keep labeling a bunch. Right. I want your all-time favorite.
I love Ivy Ever After by Don Larimore. And
what is that about? I don't know that I've even ever heard of it.
It's like about it's kind of a twist on a fairy tale. It's dragons and, you know, royalty. It's a lot of fun. So,
is that something that's always interested you? Because it seems like with all this stuff, that fantasy. I mean, where does that come from? Someone in your family take you to see some fantastical thing and you just fell in love with it, or?
No, I just read a lot of different genres, fantasy and you know, fiction, and I read a lot of genres, mystery. So I guess the books have taught me, I guess. Hmm. So I kind of develop some writing style and sense. And so I know I want to probably write something to do with maybe a fairy tale or a twist on a fairy tale someday. So
that's cool. Yeah. How many people are in your family?
I have my mom and my dad, and then I have my little brother Ty.
So it's just the four of you guys.
Yeah, just the four of us.
You get called on to babysit?
I wish.
No? You like to make a little money on the side?
I babysit my brother sometime for free. So
yeah. Oh, mom, for free. I don't have time for this. I've got a book to write. How come you? Yeah. No, do you ever give her? Come on, you don't ever give her that excuse. I got deadlines, mother. I got deadlines on this book.
Well, I'm pretty good. I like.
You're too nice. You're too good of a person. This will come with being a teenager. You'll start to get ornery. I guarantee it. The name of the book. The name of the original book is which one? It's called what?
It's The Magic Men on the Golden Locket.
And where can people get that?
They can get it in Barnes & Noble on my website, MackenzieWagnerBooks.com, and they can get it in Hastings, all sorts of things. And then they can also get Benotripia.
Is Benotripia the Rescue. Can you tell us a little bit about the rescue?
Yeah, so it takes place on this tropical island, and so Benotripia, and so everybody born there has these powers, and so
like superpowers.
Yeah,
cool.
Like that, except some of them are new and invented. Like one of them's called shadow tumbling. It's where they can travel through shadow. So they each have their own certain powers, and so the ruler of the island, Danette, well, she suddenly goes missing, and so these three friends, Rosabelle, Jess, Can, and Astro, embark on this perilous adventure to find her and save her from the evil opposing island.
Wow.
So
that's so cool.
Thank you.
And that you can get, that's available through Cedar Fort Publishing. It's just $8.99.
Yep.
And you can get that at all those places as well. You can find it online. You can get it in Barnes & Noble. So what do you do with your money that you get from it? Because you got to see a little
college.
Bit of it. Is it college?
College. It's college.
Where do you want to go?
I want to go to BYU.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Cool. And do the creative writing and just keep going.
Yep. Keep going. I want to get an English degree.
Would you ever want to have any of these books like Benotripia or anything like that made into movies? Or are you a purist as far as keep it to the books?
Actually, that would be awesome if it was made into a movie. That's actually my dream.
Cool.
So, yeah.
Cool. And get Taylor Lautner to be in it, that good-looking guy from... I'm just kidding.
No,
I'm
good.
You're like, no, nothing. No boys yet? You're not at the age where boys are interesting?
All right. Good. No, not quite.
Good. Stay that way. Right,
all
Mom?
Right.
Keep to your writing. Boys aren't worth
all
it.
All right.
Stay in the books. It's not worth it. The name of the book is Benotripia, The Rescue. You can check it out. Thank you so much for being here in the Cultural Hall with us, Mackenzie. So. What's your favorite part of your faith?
I like some young women so far, and how, you know, the girls are so nice, and I think they're following the gospel principles, and it's been really great. So
cool. Cool. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Easy.